Psalms 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising, thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Surely knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell on the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou possessest my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine hands did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? I am not, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I believe we'll stop right there. Let's just bow our heads for prayer. Father, we come with grateful hearts to thee this morning. We thank thee for the privilege of being able to gather together in this way. We're thankful, Lord, for the glorious light of the gospel, and for God is light, and that there's no darkness in him at all. And we pray today that thou will help us, Lord, that we might be open to the light, open to the searching of God, and allow thee to try us and see if there's any wicked way in us, Lord, that we might be ready and prepared when the great day of the Lord comes, that we can lift up our eyes and realize that all is clear between our soul and the Lord. Have thy way with us now today, and Father, for what thou dost do, we'll give thee the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to look over in John 3 for just a moment. John, the third chapter. And starting with verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, doth truth, cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God. When we think about the great all-seeing eye of God, wherever God is, there's light, and it completely dispels the darkness. If you take a light and go back into the recording room, even at night when everything else is shut down around here, and take the light and shine it in there, you can shine it in the darkest corner, and it'll not be dark anymore. It'll be perfectly light. You can see what you need to see. If you're hunting for something, sometimes I've dropped like a little pin or something, or I saw something glitter on the floor and I knew there was something. I didn't want to step on a pin. And if you get a light and shine it, all of a sudden it glows and you can see it. You can pick it up. And light dispels darkness. And that's one reason that he says here that when there are wicked men, they don't like light. They love the darkness. You hear them talk about, I heard them speak about one of the policemen over in Marshfield, that he bought a house for him, for he and his family. And the first thing that he did was go in and cut down all the pretty bushes all around the front of the house. There was nice bushes growing up there. And he cut them all down. And there was nothing to hide behind. Why? Because he knew if somebody had it in for him, that they could hide behind those bushes and get down in the dark and slip up there and break in. He was trying to get away from places to hide and places where the darkness was. When we were living at Marshfield one time, it was in the middle of the night, and we had our little bassinet for one of our daughters sitting in front of one of the living room windows, just a little bassinet sitting right underneath of the window. And we were in the bedroom, and the little one woke up and began to cry and cry and cry. And so my wife got up and went in there to take care of her. She flipped the light on and took care of her, whatever she needed done, put her back to sleep, and she slept the rest of the night. And the next morning, I happened to be outside, I hadn't even thinking about the night before, and I was walking around the house, and I looked over there, and I noticed something's wrong with that storm window. And I walked over to the window, the same window that the little baby had been laying in the bassinet inside under. And somebody had taken a bar and had started trying to pry that storm window off. They had it pried out a ways, and then it stopped. The police came out, and they said, "Well, what's happened is," he said, "somebody was trying to get in." And he said, "When it woke the baby up. And so when the baby started crying and your wife turned on the light, of course, they took off. They didn't want to, their deeds were evil. They were fine as long as they were out in the dark and nobody was watching them and they can do their evil deeds and try to get in." And the police thought we would do like anybody else. He said, "If they try to come in your house," he said, "shoot them." Well, we weren't aiming to shoot them. But he said, if they're only halfway in the window," he said, "pull them all the way in. Because if they're out there and you shoot them, you're in trouble. But if they're inside, it's okay." Well, that's not the way of the Lord, is it? We never know what is in the darkness or what's taking place in our homes, around our homes, around us. But the all-seeing eye of God knows. He knows those dark secrets that some people would like to hide behind bushes and in darkness, the dark corners. There's another scripture that I'd like to look at over in Psalms 104. And verse 20. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest go creep forth, and the young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun arises, and they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. And man go forth unto his work. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Did it ever amaze you? Sometimes be driving down the road and there'll be sort of a dark object come gliding out of the sky and glide across the road. And you can almost tell if it's an owl by their short way they fly. You see an owl in the daytime and its big eyes glowing. And to imagine that at night that owl is slipping from one place to another, dodging trees, dodging branches, and sees a little mouse down there and just as quietly as can be down it has got it just like that. Their eyes are certainly different than ours. If we'd have to see a mouse at night, we'd be in trouble if we had to have that for our meal. These young lions go forth and they roar. The cougars and the coyotes and the different ones can slip out at night. The deer run through the woods and they can see. And especially came to me the other day as we were there at the shop. We had installed some cameras around in the area just where we could keep an eye on things. And they had fixed it so that it would even go on my phone. So I sat down in the living room and I thought, well, I'm going to see what's going on at the shop. So I flipped over on there. And there all the cameras were. And the fellows were out there pouring concrete. I could watch them pour concrete. There were the ones in the office and they were helping these customers. Back in the back were three or four boys, the young fellows cleaning up. I'd ask them to clean things up so that if people couldn't go in the front doors, they could come around. And they were diligently doing their job. And I showed it to a couple of the grandchildren there and said, look at this. And they said, oh, there goes so-and-so. There goes so-and-so. Somebody else come up here. And that's when they said, Grandpa, what are you going to preach on this next Sunday? And I thought of the all-seeing eye of God. I said, we can see an awful lot right there. I can sit at home. I can drive down the road. I can be back in my office and see almost everything that's going on. And my wife said, if people find out about it, they won't even come here. Well, I said, you go on Walmarts and you walk down every aisle and there's cameras all over the place. And there's certain rooms where these monitors are. And people simply sit there and watch them the whole time. They're watching what you're doing. We're not doing that. Occasionally we might see these things. But what about God? I mentioned, in fact, I told some of the boys, I mentioned something about seeing them getting things all straightened up and getting things in order. And I said, now if you're going to stand and talk, you're going to have to try to find a dark corner. I just sort of teased them. But with God, there are no dark corners, are there? And we talk about this. God can see everything that we're doing. Well, this just brought it back and clinched it in my mind. When I could sit there and watched a man come in front of the counter And one of the different ones came up to him and was trying to talk to him. And there were two or three others standing around. And he was talking. I couldn't hear what he was saying. God can hear everything you're saying. We did have some cameras that you just turn the volume up and you can hear what the people were saying. If there were two people standing underneath of it telling a secret, you could hear what they were saying. And you could talk to them through it and they could talk back to you. But sometimes we need some of these things to clench them in our minds. That if I go back in this room and I shut both of the doors and I've got somebody in there and I am really laying them out or I'm talking about somebody, God, he knows what's back in the back room. He knows back what's back where nobody else is around. He knows what I'm saying. He knows the attitude that I have. He knows my motives and what I'm saying. And yet, you know, well, if people know that Biders has them, they won't even come there. Well, what about God? You know, are we concerned that when I'm sitting at my computer and I'm watching this and looking at it, is there anything slips in that if we look over and Jesus was sitting there, would we quickly do something real fast? Or was looking at a book or a magazine and a godly person walk up, would we just sort of change the page real fast? But the all-seeing eye of God, every day, every moment of the day, every night, as dark as the night is. You know, we can build one another up or we can tear each other down. We can be an encouragement one to another. Or we can spread a little secret bit of gossip that would destroy their reputation. God help us that we can realize that the one that we have to do with, he knows every hair that's in our head. I wouldn't dare to sit down and try to count how many hairs I've got in my head. But God knows that. He knows the very minutest details about us. Our thoughts, our motives. Why did we say something? Did we have a smooth tongue and yet a knifing action that hurt somebody clear to the core? Oh, Father, maybe our prayer be that we might be an encouragement one to another, and that we might realize that God knows, he sees all about us. Much more than any cameras. We could put cameras all around in here where we can see all that's going on. But God sees more than that. Let's kneel in prayer.